Hello and welcome to Paulton Power, Power System Design Media Group's talk show podcast on power systems. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got John Jung. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Greensmith Energy Management Systems out of San Francisco, and they manufacture distributed energy storage systems and specialize in smart grid applications and services. So, hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Good to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. So the smart grid is on everyone's tongues today. Everybody is interested in what the smart grid means at literally every level. Isn't that correct, John? I mean, from the government all the way down to the guy on the street, nobody really knows where it's going, but everybody knows it's involving something.
Yeah, there's really no one in greater society that's not affected, either knowingly, unknowingly, significantly, or incrementally by what happens on the grid. So anything that introduces changes to that grid is obviously important for all these different stakeholders.
Exactly. Now, obviously, we're going to be looking at it from this side of the design engineering community. So let's say, for example, I'm a gentleman who's designing, say, phones, not even cell phones, just phones for the household. I've got battery chargers involved. I've got power systems involved. I'm thinking about making them smart. What are the issues that I'm being confronted with? And do I even have to think about those issues at this stage, or is it mostly just a case of municipalities, large organizations, and others thinking about the smart grid impact?
Yeah, I think you got that right. It really depends on who you are and where along the value chain you really operate when it comes to the grid. So an individual that is thinking about their home, I think, is increasingly becoming aware because they have more choices with the advent of technology, with the advent of alternatives to even electricity generation, such as the proverbial solar on the rooftop, and also the improvement and greater availability and affordability of so-called smart home type technologies, which does engage devices such as smartphones. I think people are becoming a lot more aware and in some cases actually participating in making decisions relative to those kinds of options that I just alluded to. I think, however, those same stakeholders, beyond the operators of the grid, beyond the people that generate the electricity and then distribute them, and then the municipality and other stakeholders who have an impact on setting policy or actually, managing those assets in some cases, I think the end customers are increasingly going to, have to think about the way in which they consume, the way in which they manage not only electricity, but their own use and behavior when it comes to that that energy management.
Right. Now, since we're talking about here specifically distributed energy storage, is this a issue of load balancing or grid level management, or is it involving alternate energy integration to deal with things like solar panels and wind energy, or is it just good power management to keep some reserve on the grid?
Well, the short answer is yes, Alex. In other words, I think energy storage is evolving to the point where, especially with companies like mine that are focused on the software aspect and the control and integration aspect of energy storage, not just what a particular battery chemistry does, I think you're now seeing and we're seeing as a company, as we deliver more and more megawatt-level systems, the ability to actually support multiple-type applications. And, I'll talk about that a little bit more, but when you take a look at a typical energy storage application that Greensmith likes to support, it's fairly complex. It's complex in the sense that it tries to, leverage the hardware assets, namely the advanced battery technologies as well as bidirectional inverter, power control system technologies in the best way possible. And the best way possible is to utilize these assets, these turnkey energy storage systems, as often as possible, right? Which means if you're locating it on a distributed basis, which is where grid congestion issues are often the most challenging. challenging and complex, you see that there are narrative opportunities to do a variety of different things using a single system deployment. Let me give you an example. When a utility either allows for or gets actually involved in putting a lot of disruptive renewable generation, whether it's wind or solar, the issue is not just about the proverbial load shifting of when the sun is shining versus when you have peak demand. It's also about the power quality effects of intermittent sources of electrons and energy generation, which is, you know, what solar and wind really represent. So when you take a look at utilities such as Hawaiian Electric Company or San Diego Gas and Electric that we work with, they're really trying to deploy emerging technologies, including energy storage, from companies like Greensmith to really handle the multiple sort of application opportunities and impact of the increasing deployment of distributed generation. And so you have power quality type functions that our systems are being used for. You have intermittency smoothing algorithms that are embedded into the computing structure, so it allows for the smoothing of these potentially harmful intermittent sort of power factors that come through the solar panel or the wind turbine. And then you've got the ability to do load shifting so that you don't have to throw away these electrons that are generated perhaps when you don't need them, and you can pack them away for several hours or even days and weeks, and then release them during times when the electrons are much more needed, and therefore typically when it's much more expensive. So that's a really great question, because I think it touches on not only the opportunities to deliver a variety of different applications, but the kind of real world grid congestion type issues that many of our customers are tackling today.
Right. Well, actually, that's a very insightful read of the situation, because there is a lot of arm waving going on, and one of them, I know you're probably going to say this is another all of the above, but I would like you to address it, is when you start talking about that type of thing of distributed energy storage, is it a private solution? Is it a public solution? Is it going to be my business puts one in front of my building and I don't care about the people around me, or is it going to be the municipality decides to put these on every corner to help, or however the necessary density within the grid, obviously. But how do you see that developing?
Yeah, I really see obviously all these stakeholders over a period of time being able to take advantage sort of directly from technologies such as energy storage. However, particularly in the United States, I think the largest adoption of energy storage has been on the quote-unquote public side, where with the budgets and with the kind of infrastructure planning that grid operators, whether they're responsible for the distribution aspect of electricity or the generation aspect, I think they've been sort of in the position and had the means to invest in emerging technologies such as advanced programmable energy storage like what's provided by Greensmith. Having said that, we think one of the large market opportunities as a company we see out there is definitely the commercial industrial type organizations, businesses, campuses, people who manage large home developments, hospital operators, mining centers in remote regions of the world, etc. And then of course the local neighborhood block that wants to use energy storage to obviously maximize the way in which they use energy and perhaps even have as backup. If you think about the the residential situation, for instance, in Japan, post the Fukushima and tsunami type disasters, they're obviously putting a lot of emphasis as residential type customers on energy storage for backup. So I think the initial wave is definitely on the public side, but it's just a matter of time and perhaps changing regulation and sort of the offering that's going to be brought to the table to residential commercial customers that will have them also participate in a lot more of the adoption around energy storage.
Excellent, excellent. Now, John, tell us a little bit about what you have available at Greensmith. Like, what size systems do you arrange?
Yeah, we do actually, small to large, right? So what that means is, just to give you some physical examples, the smallest system that we develop is the size of, let's say, a European fridge. And these systems are turnkey. They have, all the hardware and all the computing technology to allow for people to begin programming charge and discharge events immediately once it's installed.
Excellent. What's the energy capacity for that system, out of curiosity, John?
Yeah, the small one is 20 kilowatt hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can support the average American home, although, home use, varies across the world, as we know. Now, the larger systems get into the hundreds of kilowatt hours and get into the megawatt hours as well. So the physical, size is anywhere between a 20-foot shipping container and a 40-foot shipping container. But the one thing that I really need to emphasize around distributed energy storage is that our definition of distributed energy storage is not about size. It's really about attacking, grid congestion issues at closer to the edges of the grid. And then secondly, having a more scalable, aggregated approach to different sizings, whether it's on the power side or on the energy storage side. What I mean by that is we are right now delivering on a number of different orders, particularly for utility customers, and we have a 6 megawatt hour order. Now, we think and we won that particular business by competing against about a dozen companies from around the world. And I think one of the reasons that we were selected is that our distributed energy storage approach attacks a 6 megawatt hour problem using multiple systems. Why? Because with multiple systems, you're able to distribute the deployments across a oftentimes a distributed area where the grid congestion problems are. It's not just one focal point, but in a surrounding sort of capillary-like area. The second thing is, you can actually scale up or down because your grid congestion or sort of energy level needs actually don't just stay static. They change over a period of time. So the ability to perhaps incrementally and scalably raise the number of systems that you locate, again, in a particular sort of area, is allowed by a distributed approach that aggregates 6 megawatt hours and allows you go to 7, allows you to go to, whatever you need over a period of time.
Right. So, if I may jump in, I don't want to run too long on this podcast. So I just wanted to do a little bit of a long story short for you and say it sounds like it's a lot more about obviously the management of the power than the power itself.
Yeah, you got it. And the knowledge that the grid will change. So you need technologies and you need energy storage architecture that allows for that type of change. And the ability to, no matter how many systems that you locate over what period of time and what size, the ability to centrally orchestrate and control all those energy storage systems. And that's what Greensmith delivers. It's not just the turnkey energy storage systems that come in different size, but the opportunity to really build the energy storage and distribute it within the context of an increasingly smarter grid. In other words, over the next 5 to 10 years.
Excellent. Well, John, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to spend with us here and talk about this. And I'd like to invite you back because we are barely scratching the surface. So maybe in a couple of months we'll get you back and we'll chat some more about the smart grid. And then also, since it's a moving target, we'll be a little bit closer to knowing a little bit more the shape of the elephant, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure talking about these emerging technologies that we're involved in and working with these pioneering customers. But I'd love to, and you're absolutely right, we are just only scratching the surface of how a more computerized approach to grid-level energy storage really brings a lot more ROI and benefit to a variety of stakeholders. So I would be delighted to participate in any of your podcasts, Alex.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, John. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to thank all of you out there for taking the time to listen to us. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power from Power Systems Design. Have a great day.